This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
Welcome to this latest Edgar podcast on people with a disability who thrive through the power of golf. This time we were delighted to talk with Bernardo Garcia Infante, a golfer from Mexico City. Not only has Bernardo been inspired by the sport and the second chance it has given him after an accident, but he now wants to help encourage others to try golf and enjoy all the physical and mental health benefits the game offers. So let's enjoy Bernardo's story with Edgar now.
Golf doesn't care about your age, background, or physical condition. It meets you where you are. That's the beauty of the game. It's universal, inclusive, and deeply personal at the same time, says the man who found golf 5 years ago in a search for his new identity. Bernardo Garcia Infante has a genuine passion for golf that can fairly sweep you along. He firmly believes the game has the power to change the lives of others, and this friendly, thoughtful family man from Mexico City speaks from his own experience. Deeply personal for him means finding the courage in his late 20s, after being born with a compromised left arm, to face losing the use of his right arm in a motorbike accident in 2015. How did he beat depression, regain confidence, and find fresh purpose in life after this? Well, Bernardo says he was able to rebuild himself shot after shot from his first discovery of the game in 2020. All this with his left side hitting the ball. The left side and the left arm, once seen as his weakness, is now his ally. Golf is so important to me because it gave me back my life, smiles Bernardo. After my accident, I lost direction and confidence, and I didn't know who I was anymore. Golf became the space where I could rebuild myself, one swing at a time. It taught me patience, acceptance, and the power of persistence. The 38-year-old now wants to show other people with a disability how the sport can offer the confidence to thrive. Bernardo is the founder of Adaptive Golf Mexico, which he created with friends to help promote and grow disability golf in his home country. Its goal is to reach existing players, discover new ones, and inspire children with disabilities to know that there is a place for them in this sport. When we chat to Bernardo, he is leading a project called Golf para Todos, Golf for Everyone, all about encouraging others to try, sharing that confidence that he has found through the game. An exciting prospect, coming from a unique place personally and geographically, Mexico. I was born and raised in Mexico City, which is one of the largest and most vibrant cities in the world, Bernardo tells us. It's a place full of contrasts, history and modern life mixed together everywhere you go. Even though it can be chaotic, I love the energy and the diversity of people here. It's also where I live today with my wife Carla and our two children, Franco and Leah. It's always been home for me. It's where I've faced my biggest challenges and also where I've remade my life through golf. Bernardo lives with a neurological condition called syringomyelia, which affects the left side of his body, especially his left arm. It's a rare condition that creates a cyst inside the spinal cord, damaging the nerves and causing loss of strength and mobility. Over the years, I went through several surgeries, including a brain operation, to relieve the pressure and prevent further damage, explains Bernardo. A few years later, I had a severe motorcycle accident that completely changed my life. My right arm was left without movement or function, and I suffered major internal injuries. Both lungs collapsed, and I had 3 internal bleedings. I was very close to not being here today. It also led to a period of real depression, but the whole experience made me realize that I am living on borrowed time, and it gave me a fresh, new perspective on life, a deeper appreciation for every single moment. How Bernardo coped with his misfortune and found this fresh perspective clearly owed much to the support of his family, but also his ability to grab a second chance. He was fortunate to grow up in the city in a comfortable environment, in a loving family, thanks to his father's hard work and long career in insurance, and his mother's passion for supporting others through the city's third sector. He says, "My father came to Mexico City looking for an opportunity and has always been an example of hard work and discipline. He built a remarkable career. My mother's passion has always been to help the most vulnerable. She has dedicated her life to different foundations and institutions, supporting causes that range from children with cancer to education for underprivileged kids. Together, my parents created the backbone of our family. Their strength and love have been fundamental for me, my wife, and our children in order to face my disability and move forward with hope and purpose." Bernardo only became curious about golf after seeing players on social media, videos of golfers using one arm to hit the ball. Bernardo's real estate business had failed in the pandemic, and he was working for his brother in finance, but he felt the urge to leave the family safety net and try something again for himself. "After suddenly losing the use of my right arm, I had spent years trying to hide my disability, even from myself. Golf changed that. It gave me a reason to face my reality and to transform it into strength. For the first time in a long time, I wasn't focused on what I had lost, but on what I was capable of doing. Succeeding in golf with my affected left side from birth felt like reclaiming my life. It made me realize that my greatest victories would come not from avoiding my limitations, but from embracing them. Every swing is a challenge, but also a victory. Golf became my therapy, my purpose, and the way I rebuilt my life. I now live each day fully aware of how precious it is simply to be alive. I installed a small golf net in my garden and purchased a used set of clubs on Amazon. On the day my clubs arrived, I hit my very first shot that night, and I started my golf journey. My first shot was on November 17, 2020. Then, every evening after putting my son to bed, I would go outside and hit about 200 balls. It became the moment of my day where everything else disappeared. I felt calm, focused. I knew I had found something special, even if at first it was just a hobby. At that time, I never imagined I would dedicate myself to golf full-time. But those nights practicing in my little garden were the beginning of the path that changed my life. It was an emotional experience, not just about learning a new game, but about learning to believe in myself again. When I started to improve and see progress, it wasn't the score that mattered. It was what it represented. Every good shot reminded me that I was capable of much more than I thought. What I love about golf is that it's a game that mirrors life. It teaches you patience, resilience, and humility. Every shot is a new opportunity, no matter how bad the last one was. You always get another chance to start again. Playing golf with one arm reminds me every day that we don't need to be perfect to achieve something extraordinary. Bernardo became a member at Club de Golf Mexico and found a welcoming home at the prestigious venue, with fellow members and staff being supportive from the start. Bernardo's first G4D, Golf for the Disabled, tournament was in February 2023, and as the G4D community is still relatively small in Mexico at present, he has travelled to the US and Europe to play a small number of tournaments, including in France and Spain, a highlight being a second place earned in his Gros category in the Mediterranean Adaptive Open in Mallorca in November 2024. He is proud to be present at these tournaments wearing the badge of Mexico on his shirt. In his support of the potential to grow G4D, Bernardo is busy spreading awareness through Adaptive Golf Mexico, reaching out to find new golfers with a disability of all ages and supporting existing players. He is excited about golf for everyone. He explains, "In Golf para Todos, we promote adaptive golf and inclusion in Mexico through events, clinics, and media content. Together with my partners, we are building a YouTube channel and podcast to tell the stories of athletes and people who, like me, have turned challenges into strength. I also work closely with foundations and brands that support adaptive sports and accessibility. So even when I'm not playing, my life still revolves around golf, not as a game, but as a tool to change lives. To further this aim, Bernardo has been giving motivational talks to companies and organizations where he speaks about resilience, rebuilding after adversity, and finding that purpose. Bernardo adds, "The Mexican Golf Federation has been a great ally in building this path for Adaptive Golf Mexico. Together, we've been exploring and shaping this new branch of golf. And with the first national adaptive golf tournament held last year, we set an important precedent that golf for the disabled is growing and being recognized. Also, my home course of Club de Golf Mexico has played a fundamental role in my journey. It has supported me and my project from the very beginning, helping me pursue my goal of becoming a reference in adaptive golf in my country. The first adaptive golf tournament was held there, and I'm deeply grateful to them. Looking ahead, I would love to see not only a national tournament structure here in Mexico, but also a couple of dates in the US and European calendars that attract international players to Mexico. Our country has incredible golf destinations, and I'd love to showcase them to the global adaptive golf community. We know the market niche here is smaller compared with other countries, but golf's popularity in Mexico is growing rapidly. And now is the perfect time to use that momentum to open this branch of the sport with passion, purpose, and seriousness." Again, that word purpose. This has been a driver for Bernardo, and through all the support he has received, his family has understood his vision at every step, not least his wife Carla. "What I love the most is that golf gave me back my purpose. It allowed me to reconnect with who I am, to inspire others, and to show that no matter the circumstances, there's always a way to move forward. I've been married to Carla for 12 years, but we've been together for almost 20. She has been my backbone and my light through every challenge I've faced, especially in my health journey. Her strength, patience, and love have been the foundation that keeps everything standing. Without her, none of what I've accomplished today would have been possible. She's been there through every fall and every rise, always believing in me even when I doubted myself. Golf has had an incredible impact on my health and well-being in every possible way. Physically, it keeps me active and constantly challenges my body to adapt and stay strong despite my limitations. Emotionally, it gives me peace. When I'm on the course, I forget about pain, stress, or fear. It's just me doing something I love." Bernardo adds, "But maybe the biggest change has been mental. After my accident, I went through depression and lost confidence in myself. Golf gave me structure, goals, and a sense of purpose again. It helped me rebuild not only my body, but my mind and my spirit. Today, I can honestly say that golf saved my life. It taught me to be patient with myself, to celebrate small victories, and to live every day with gratitude. The golf community has been incredibly welcoming, and I've met amazing people from all over the world who inspire me every day. For me, golf is a perfect mix of exercise, focus, and joy. It's the place where I can compete, grow, and at the same time simply enjoy life. I would recommend it to anyone, especially to people going through difficult times, because golf heals in ways that go beyond the physical. It connects you with nature, with others, and with yourself. For me, golf isn't just a game, it's a second chance at life."
Incidentally, Bernardo will feature in Edgar's soon-to-begin You Can campaign, which aims to promote G4D in Mexico and internationally, seeking to open up the game for everyone. You can enjoy many other articles on G4D players on the Mulligan Stories page, found at www.edgargolf.com. Another episode will be coming soon, and thanks for listening.